It is the end of an era after Shell confirmed that it plans to exit South Africa after more than 120 years of operation. In a statement issued on Monday afternoon, the oil major said it had decided to divest its majority shareholding from a local South African downstream unit following a comprehensive review of its downstream and renewable businesses across all regions. Joining us on the line, Professor Yanni Rousseau from the Wits Business School. Prof, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Sulaiman, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, in layman's terms, when Shell says something like this, that it followed a comprehensive review of its downstream and renewable businesses across all regions, and that leads to its exit, what does it mean exactly?
It means Shell is looking for a buyer for its South African investments. I can't put it more briefly than that. It no longer wants to hold investments in South Africa.
So Shell as we know it, meaning the filling stations, will that cease to exist as a brand or will it just be owned by someone else?
It seems to me that Shell will sell its filling stations in South Africa to someone else. And it depends on the sale agreement whether or not the brand as we know it will continue or whether it will continue under another name brand. But it clearly means that Shell has reached the conclusion that there are better investment opportunities in other countries and other regions in the world than in South Africa, which is very serious for us because other international investors might reach the same conclusion.
Now, I mean, there's about 700 Shell fuel service stations, we are led to believe. Does this mean that there would be loss of jobs if they're new owners, or is that not necessarily the case?
It's not necessarily the case, but we will have to see how the deal is structured. We will have to see who is the purchaser of these interests. So it's very early to speculate about possible job losses or to see how this will move forward.
Now, how would you describe the Shell legacy, if we can put it that way? 120 years is a long time. The strength of the brand in our country.
Yeah, indeed, it's a long association with South Africa, but it's also a wake-up call for South Africans and for the South African government. If a company with 120 years legacy in South Africa is prepared to walk away from it, it means that South Africa is increasingly becoming less attractive for international investors. And from that perspective, it is serious for us, for South Africans. It means that international companies will become increasingly more hesitant to invest in South Africa, to start new projects in South Africa. We need new investments and new projects to get the economy growing at a faster pace so that we can create jobs for unemployed South Africans.
Now, there was much speculation that they had a massive fallout with their BEE partner, and that could be the actual reason.
Yeah, indeed, it can be the case. The government forces international companies to take BEE partners in South Africa when they invest or when they want to continue with the investment in South Africa. And of course, that is an additional layer of complexity for international investors. And that might very well be the reason. We don't really know.
All right, Professor Yanni Rousseau, as always, we thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Nice talking to you, Sulaiman. Enjoy your day.